Morning, everyone. I've got a bit of a dodgy throat, but I'll try and stay clear for you all. Right, I'm sure you've all done a jigsaw puzzle in your life. You might not have been successful with it, but you might have attempted it. Now, the thing with a jigsaw puzzle, they're all made up of individual pieces. And it's a bit like what God put on this earth. God put a lot of individual pieces on this earth, in you and in me. And I'd like to talk a little bit this morning about unity. And that is bringing all these pieces together and forming one, which is the idea of a jigsaw puzzle, eventually, that you bring all the pieces together and as a collective group, they become a oneness. They become a picture. They become whatever the picture may be portrayed in the jigsaw, which is normally on the front cover of the box, to give you an idea what you're actually going to make. But God knows exactly what he's going to make and what he wants to make with each one of us. Just recently, there's been an event on the yearly calendar, which was my brother's birthday, but it's also Valentine's Day. And Valentine's Day is a celebration of love, as well as my brother's birthday. But love is something which a man or a woman try to emit from their lives in a hope of unity, in a hope of becoming a oneness in themselves. In Genesis 2:23-24, it says these few words. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she has was taken out of man." That is why a man leaves his father and his mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. So that is the formation that we're given of a picture. The formation of one man and one woman becoming a togetherness, a oneness. A oneness, a love, a unity. But unlike God in this picture, we can struggle with this. Hence, an instability in relationship between man and woman, between fellow man, between fellow woman, for example. A friendship can be lost due to this instability. Each of us, our whole well-being as Christians is built around this foundation of love, oneness, and unity. There's a short psalm I'd like to read now. It's only a very short one. Psalm 133, which has three verses in it. How good and pleasant is it when God's people live together in unity. It's like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon was falling on the Mount Zion, For there the Lord bestows his blessings, even life forevermore. Quite a nice picture. You might not be too keen on oil being poured on your head and running all over the place, but if we look at this, it's a little bit like a pamper session, a reviving, a refreshing. It speaks in these verses of morning dew. This is a refreshment for God's creation. It speaks of oil being poured on a body. Again, something which might be covered in a pamper session, a spa session. Some of you ladies might be able to relate to this. It's not something a lot of men do, but I have known male face packs being sold in shops and things like this. And dare I say, I've even tried one. It's a refreshment. It's a vision of something good. These few verses in Psalms shows how God's love can flow, how it can be bestowed upon us, not just in small amounts, but in an overwhelming form. It flowed right over the man's head, the oil, running down over his garments, over his beard. The dew was a total covering upon the Mount Zion. If we look at this in a relationship sense, would not this be good? If this was how we felt when we met together, love, not in a physical sense, but in a spiritual form, a shower of blessing, a river of love. What a nice feeling that would be to say you've come to church this morning and you've been totally refreshed. You've been totally covered with an unexplainable love from God. In John 17, verses 20 to 23, I'm going to read a little bit of an extract from a prayer from Jesus. It says there, "My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me." A lot of great words in those few verses, but that completes the picture for this morning. That completes the picture of the puzzle that I'm trying to present this morning. Jesus wants this for each one of us. Jesus wants us to know exactly the relationship he had with his Father. And he wants us to know it with in a personal way. It shows a oneness. It shows a unity. It shows the love of Jesus. It shows the love of God. This morning, just like a jigsaw puzzle is a challenge, I'm hoping this message is a challenge for each one of us. It's a task which we have to act. We have to participate in. If you're not in this puzzle, if you're not in this challenge, you're missing out. You're missing out on so much. If we look into today's society of how love is so misinterpreted, how people are wanting to fill a hole in their lives and they're getting it so wrong. It's easy for us to slip down the same paths too. We're trying to fill a God hole in us with something that's not God's love. Which is something that's not been described in what I've said this morning. But this is God's love. This prayer which Jesus speaks here in these few verses speaks of God's love, speaks of what needs to fill the hole in our lives, speaks of what is maybe a complex puzzle, maybe a simple puzzle, but how big should this be in our lives? From a very young age, it's a very old song, taught a song as a child, and it's still taught today, speaking of God's love, how high it is that we can't get over it, how low it is that we can't get under it, how wide it is that we can't get round it, because it's such a wonderful love. It is the answer to the relationship, the answer to the oneness, the answer to the unity. It is the total. It is the full picture. It is the equal sign. It is the solution. If this morning you find that this love is inactive, that it's unresponsive, or dare I say, that it's dead in your life, then I'm going to tell you this morning that you are missing out. You're missing out on this big love which God has got for you. You're missing out on such a vital part of what God intended for each one of us to share, for what each one of us to hold, for what each one of us to use on a daily basis. for each one of us to dwell in, for each one of us to bathe in. In 1 John 4 verse 8, just one verse, it says these words: whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is the love that each of us need to know this morning. This is the love, the oneness, the unity. This is the Valentine. This is my God. Amen.